The state is advising Interior residents about the seasonal threat of tularemia. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says dogs and cats, as well as people, are vulnerable to the tick-borne disease, which commonly infects hares. The department reports receiving its first tularemia-killed hare of the season in the Fairbanks area last week. Fish and Game says the timing of the first known case is in line with normal and cautions pet owners not to let their animals run free where they can come in contact with ticks or infected hares. Department veterinarian Kimberly Beckman says tularemia-carrying ticks typically attach to hares and voles but can also bite dogs and cats. Additionally, she says two varieties of dog ticks which have become established in the area may also carry the bacteria. According to a state press release, people can become infected by handling infected hares or coming in contact with infected pet saliva. Tularemia symptoms include feeling tired, high fever, and swollen lymph nodes. It says if diagnosed early, tularemia infection can be easily cured with antibiotics, but that it can be deadly if left untreated. And Dan Bross.